Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. In this one, I want to speak to you briefly about choice. Take it for what it's worth. You can also see my YouTube channel for other goodies up there. So choice, we are talking about specifically choices that are available now in 2022 in all that you do in your daily life, as well as speaking from shifts perspective, as well as speaking from Vedic astrology perspective, and so on and so forth. It all gets pretty interactive and pretty complex and pretty woven with one another as we speak about choices. So let's get right to it. Choices. What do I mean by choices? Choices, may I offer, is made in every moment now in this shift, because the energies are changing so strongly, so dynamically. Humans are awakening up everywhere like popcorn popping off. So what does it lead to? Where is it going? You might ask. Where is my life going, you might ask? What kind of choices do I make in my work, in my relationships, in my job, etc.? Well, first of all, know and understand this, that you yourself as a being are shifting. You're dropping baggages of tens of thousands of years of social programming, cultural, religious, DNA, and all kinds of baggage is being dropped now. Where we are going in this shift is unprecedented. Just think about that alone for a minute. Unprecedented means we have never been here, or where we are going, we have never been there before. All experiences, all choices made will be unique, individual, as well as it will affect the collective and nations and countries, and how we trade with one another, how we treat one another, how we treat the animals, plants, birds, and earth, for example. How do we work everything out of this strange paradigm that we have been living for millenniums together in the past, and now we are breaking that cycle and moving towards a whole new bunch of choices. Speaking of choices, now here you are listening to this strange talking voice on the internet somehow, and you might ask, well, I need to make some choices for today. What do I have for breakfast, lunch, dinner? How do I pay my bills? How do I pay my rent? How do I have a better relationship if you're looking for that? So understand that you are making choices in any specific area of your life every time as you go through this shift, every day, every week, every month. And the mind being what it is, even if you go as per Vedic astrology, it's It's called in Sanskrit as chanchal. It's called very naughty, very mischievous, very moving energy, denoted by the moon, by the way. Because moon is constantly waxing and waning, so it's that perspective which lends itself into a constantly fickle, changing kind of energy. Everyone's mind, mine included. So that being the case, and now we are in the shift, the dynamism of how this plays out in our mind, thought processes, emotions is very, very fluid. Is the word that comes across to me. Fluid, very, very changing. So my suggestion to you is make your choices moment by moment. Don't try to judge yourself. Don't accept anybody else's judgment about your choices, however questionable it might seem to them. Your family, your friends, your relatives, your spouse, your kids, etc., whoever they might be. Because choices have kind of become individual right now. The individual is reaching out and changing the collective. The collective has no hold over individual change anymore and going forward as well. So we are talking about sovereignty here, really speaking. And this sovereignty is brought about by individual empowerment, which only you can give yourself. The choices you are making is only the kind of choices you can give yourself. Others can't and won't be able to give it to you. And this is no fault of them. Don't fault others around you for them. They are having their own journeys. This came to me very strongly as a download the other day as I was working. So understanding that your choices are not to be confused with the choices of others, although they might try to impose their judgments and their viewpoints and where they come from. And that's all okay. Why is that okay? Because as far as Vedic astrology and ascendants go, all the 12 ascendants and all the 27 nakshatras go and all the 9 planets, or if you are to consider even Neptune, Uranus and Pluto, about 15 of them, including North and South Node of the Moon. All of this stuff, right? All of this stuff of astrology considered. What does it mean? It's all relative. You and your mother might never agree on anything. You and your father might not agree on anything. You and your best friend number one, best friend number two, best friend number three are all different. And they will all give you different opinions on a particular choice that you have made regarding your life, your career, your job, your relationship, or whatever it is, whichever area of your life you take. And any moment that you make a choice, any week or day that you decide to begin to shift, that's the choice you have, decision. And you ask around for others' endorsements of it. Tell me I'm doing this thing right. Tell me I'm feeling this thing right. Or if you are more empathic or spiritually inclined, you go around checking with all these social media groups of spiritual groups or awakening groups or ascension groups or so on and so forth. You go around checking your opinion against each one. You will always, 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 always find different variety of it. You might find getting different contradictory opinions of what they feel like, sense like, taste like, touch like, with what you feel like, sense like, taste like, touch like. So you see what I'm saying? It is best not to confuse your journey with anyone else's. And probably this is the most difficult part of the shift, because as humans, we want people to say to us, and that's just being human, myself included, that's just being human. We want others to say, oh, I know you are doing this thing right. Oh, I know you will do well. Or trying to give you sort of an assurance, an emotional assurance. No, don't worry, you're not losing your mind. Well, you are losing your mind. Everybody is losing their mind in this shift. And that's not in a negative way. That's just to say the mind itself is changing form. The vibrations of the earth are changing form and you are changing form. So you will change your form. You will change the way you understand things, and earth is doing it for you. Your only job, if you want to call it that, is to make the choice and let it be dynamic. Let it be irrespective of any judgment of others or yourself. The most harsh critic of you is you, your own mind. The one who troubles you in your most private moments. Oh, you're not got this right. Oh, you're not thinking this through. or you did such and such a thing wrong and now you're doomed to failure all over again. That self-criticism, which all of us have in the mind, is just a product of upbringing. Let's say you have been brought up in a virtual society where everybody is encouraging everyone all the time. Just an imaginary. Think of it like a sci-fi movie. Imagine this kind of a sci-fi movie in which all babies are brought up, you and I, from the time we were born, and told only good things, good things, good things, good things, good things about us. How would you grow up then? Where would that critical mind be? Or how much percentage of that critical mind would have been if you were taught in a society that there is no such thing as a mistake? A mistake or a judgment or all this is old energy, old forms, old society structures we were in, all of us, in where dominance and control and law and procedure and policy and regulation all were the way of functioning. It's a way of functioning as an individual, as a collective. Without getting into the why that happened and why we are not all that love and light culture everywhere in every place, without getting into all of that, we are here now and we are talking about here now, today, as you're listening to this. What choices can you make that will be great for you, that will be feeling as lightness? That's your main litmus test. It must be feeling lightness in your being, in your emotion, in your thought. And it will be only for the day or it will be only for the couple of hours. Don't try to project it, what you do today, onto tomorrow or the next day or the first half of the day to second half of the day even. That's how dynamic the energies are right now. So go with the flow, go with the flow, go with the flow. Go with what feels light to you. You can take and discard any number of choices you can make. You can take and discard any number of relationships. You can go around sleeping with 101 people if you like. You can go around changing 20,000 jobs if you like. It's all dynamic, folks. There is no judgment of anything from now on. Discarding that judgment and being empowered in your own choices is what will set you free. Essentially, that's what we are looking for, isn't it? What are you looking for? To be free. A soul is born inherently free and expressing itself in freedom all of the time. That's what we are all here to do. Feel, be, breathe. We are here to play. Universe is a play. The Vedic systems have often spoken of as gods and goddesses who just have come here to play. So what are you going to play with? Think about this, my beautiful souls. Take care, be safe, and have a great day ahead.